and welcome to the Priceless Podcast. This podcast is made in partnership with the European Forum of LGBT Christian Groups. My guest today comes all the way from Uganda. Right now he's in Kenya. My guest is Pastor Ram Gava.
My name is Pastor Ramadan Kagwa Mutyaba, but famously known as Ram Gava. Yes, and I'm humbled to be here. I'm an executive director of Wave of Legacy Alliance Initiative, and I'm also a founder and a senior pastor of the Adonai Inclusive Christian Ministries, and affirming an inclusive ministry in Uganda, but serving and covering the whole of East Africa. So my sexual orientation is a gay person in Uganda. And also my gender, I'm one in the world that doesn't identify to any gender. I'm not a male, I'm not a female, I'm just Ram, and that makes me a non-binary person. Uganda of recent introduced a bill that was an anti-homosexuality bill. In the parliament, they all agreed to the torture, to the harsh treatment. That also came with death penalty if one is found guilty of being identified as an LGBTIQ plus person in Uganda. It's actually believed from all the East African community leaders that maybe, and actually I hear when I also have stories from my friends in the West Africa, you find that the entire Africa has a discussion and believing a myth that says that LGBTIQ persons are not African. Before the pre-colonial time, before Uganda became a colony of Britain, homosexual persons or LGBTQ identifying people existed in Uganda. People like me have lived on this earth before. I am just following the footsteps of my ancestors in Africa. It's a shame and disrespectful to deny the LGBTQ community persons their dignity and the most important right in life. Right to life is a key right to everybody. Most of African countries are signing laws that humiliate the LGBTQ community. Now, this is when your truth is against you. My difference is not to violate. I don't call for violence. But you find because of who you are and because of the mindset of people and laws and who are leaders taking you and not considering the community you come from, you find that we've lost dignity. When they announced the punishment that came along being LGBTQ, person that came with 20 years of imprisonment. Just imagine 20 years of me from now, other 20 years in jail, tortured, in prison. Imagine youths that are gonna be killed in the image of the law. There are people that have lived before that are believed to be a king of a central kingdom, and he's believed to be gay. And when the religion came, when missionaries came to Uganda, they preached the message. But of course, maybe the message was preached wrongly, or the message was received with the wrong attitude. For example, religion cannot be a weapon. We all know. So you find in African countries, people use biblical context, like the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, to attack. That scripture alone is not attacking any community. It's talking about the history of how other people believed. They're using the stories of Jesus Christ, but they're very different. Jesus came with practices of love. I'm here to remind my fellow Ugandans and the international people, because I know the LGBTQ struggle is a global fight. It's not like in Africa. I feel that many, even in Europe, there are many other countries that are really not accepting, discriminating, torturing, just because it's very hot. It looks like hell in Uganda. It looks like very hell. Imagine you vote someone who says you should be killed. How do you feel? Sometimes we speak and feel like we are hungry, but we're not. We're just fighting for dignity, nothing much. And all they've been saying is, we do not have LGBTQ people in our country. Come on, that is disrespectful. We are here and we are demanding for our dignity. The situation that is happening in Uganda is the killing of gay people, because that's what the name of the bill, it is Kill the Gay Law. I'm an executive director and I'm a pastor of a church of the community and most hated community, imagine. So it has been a risk every day, every time you try to gather, every time you try to do your humanitarian work, like my May, doing my faith work, which is a calling. I can't even skip a day. I've witnessed the killing of gay people. In my congregation, I have numbers and history on my Facebook pages. Those that really love me so much to follow my church pages. Adonai Inclusive Christian Ministries is my page on Facebook. And then the same church has come up with a community movement, because now we don't want to be silent anymore. We want to stand with resilience and like the audibility to speak, because we are speaking of what others can't see. We are speaking, we don't deserve to be killed like others can't see. It's not useful. It's useless to kill somebody. In Uganda, we still use the Victoria Law. That's the Britain Law, because we've accepted that. However much we've accepted independency, we've still stayed on the same law, and of which many countries are still using the same law, the British law. But you find the law is so much hitting, so much killing the gay people, only in Uganda, not in many others, like Britain. People are not killed in Britain. But why is the same law that we're using, which is the Victoria Law, as the British colony Uganda, why is it the same law that is torturing me to not to enjoy my country? Look at me, I'm not in my country. I would love to be there. That's where my family is. That's where my friends are. That's where my OBs, my OGs are. But I cannot unite with them. I cannot have a feast with them. Why? Religion, culture, and political issues. And maybe, I guess I'll share with you videos of public pastors with big audiences, with radio stations, with TV stations, and they were coming to talk about a small church that is in place, and its mission is to harbor, is to support the LGBTQ community that is oppressed. They wanted every church to hate them, but they were so disappointed to look at me being a church that is welcoming to my community, to my family. It wasn't easy for me as a child or as a youth to accept myself and according to what was being said. Like now in my country or in Africa, it's very hard for someone else to come out proudly about who they are. They live in the closet. I mean, they won't tell anyone about who they are, because they know when you say who you are, you're gonna face it rough and hard and hot. It's the church that was the first place I experienced my first discrimination as a youth. And yet we all expect to find peace, to find love, to find brothers in church, but still in Uganda it's very different. You find that it's a church, especially the fundamental churches, that come with support to kill, to fight a certain point. For example, if it's homosexuality and it's the point, churches can be supported in Africa. And where you find, for example, when in the time of this bill, it was public on news that the North America was coming up to support Uganda in promotion of this hatred. And it's not so. You find these fundamental institutions like church, they're taught to really attack a certain point, a certain community, and it's all that they see as their heaven. Our Web of Legal Salons Initiative Uganda is an NGO that I'm a founder and I'm an executive director from the time of its inception to date. When I thought I was getting out of school to start work and start life as soon as possible, it came like a calling. And by the time I was working with many LGBTQ-friendly facilities, by the time I was in school, in my internship and the first where I went to work. And one thing that pushed me to my work was the torture I saw with health workers in the health places where I was really trying to work and finding work. and to the ways they were really responding and how they were discussing about LGBTQ issues. And also the denial and the stigma, the discrimination, the health workers like me, by then, they were giving to people like me who came to the offices, to the desks for support. Mostly it was about HIV. Sometimes we're not even given drugs with words like, why do you need to live? Like, why do you need drugs? They had never heard of someone who talks about their needs, who talks about their pain. Then I choose to really create my home a safer place for the LGBTQ person. We started giving healthy care services in non-discriminative places, like safe places, sports. Now I found sports where I can meet them. Of course, one of the sports was my home, where some of them were sleeping and finding refuge. We became a channel and a center of legal support to the community. I also came up with a counseling session where I had to sit parents and their children. Tell them it's okay, I'm also here. It's okay for someone to be gay. I'm gay here, I'm breathing. The world doesn't have these things. The world is a terrible place. The world is a dark place. Only we human of love, of acceptance, of affirmation, we are the people that bring joy and happiness to the world. But the world has nothing good for us. Basically and mostly, and what everyone can really support us with is a thought and a prayer. I want to ask you, wherever you are, in any religion, in any faith you believe, the Muslim, the Anglican, the born again, all your local beliefs and whatever you believe, whatever you call God, I want you to pray for Uganda. And keeping a thought, you can support us in the way possible, basically as people that are struggling and now refugees being chased in their own country. A lot has, like, goes along when it comes to life and survival. We really love and appreciate any technical, any physical, financial support. I don't know what members here are able to do, but as an organization too, I'll really emphasize to the point of financial support, because now it's surviving. Maybe something else I can say is also the support of the music. So we believe the talent too is another platform that we can use to speak our story, to say our lived realities. Yeah, and we think with time we can use music to change. For example, we hope to turn this project over using music, dance, and drama theater plays that says about us as queer people. We also want to use this as a platform for awareness and advocacy, where we act our stories, where we sing our stories, and where we dance our pain. And my music is very available on Apple Music and on Spotify.
Thank you, dear viewers and listeners, for being with us today. This podcast is made in partnership with the European Forum of LGBT Christian Groups. Don't forget to support this podcast to continue being a platform for other people. You can find the links in the podcast description. See you next time. Until then, bye everyone and bye Ram.
Okay, thank you so much. Goodbye and much love to the audience and to you, my host. Thank you so much for a beautiful interview.